Hello and good day, my friends. It's Mark from English on Command. Today, we're gonna take a break from Alice in Wonderland. We're going to read a news article today, and as usual, first, I'm telling you all the words we need to pay attention to, and then we're gonna read the article. And your job is to find all these words in the article and then practice them. Always, always practice them. Write down your own sentences with these new words and send them to me on my Instagram. I'll check them. All right, let's go to the story. And by the way, before we start, I just wanted to remind you, I also teach English online on Skype. So if you want to practice, if you want to learn English with me on Skype, hit the first link in the description to this episode. Okay? Now let's go. Today's article is Gold Toilet Stolen from British Palace. Now, I'm going to read it again. I want you to find the mistake in the title. Gold Toilet Stolen from British Palace. That's right. As I told you many times before, the verb to be. Guys, it's a title for a news article, so it's okay in that situation. But in real life, when we talk, we have to pay attention to the verb to be. So in our case, gold toilet is stolen or was stolen from British Palace. Okay, we need to clarify, it was stolen. Or we could say it is stolen, it's a result. Right now, the gold toilet is stolen from British Palace. Or if we want to report as a news article, gold toilet was stolen in the past from British Palace. All right, now let's move on. The words. The word number one for today is thief. Very easy, by the way. Today, words are very easy. But it doesn't mean that you don't need to learn them, okay? It's very important to practice them. So when you talk, all these easy words and not so easy words and expressions are in your memory. So you can use them really fast. You don't need to spend time thinking about it. Okay, the word is thief. T-H-I-E-F. Thief. Now, thief is a person who steals something. A thief stole my car. Thief. Okay, next word. Comment. C-O-M-M-E-N-T. Comment. Well, I guess you know what's common. It's very easy. If you have a YouTube channel, if you have Instagram or Facebook or any other social media app or account on that social media, now you know what's a comment. It's a, technically it's a statement. It's someone's opinion or reaction to something. So you can write a comment on Instagram. Or if you are a TV reporter, you can ask for comments a person or a government official, someone. Or another example. My teacher wrote a nice comment about my essay. Okay? So teacher wrote a comment in the notebook about my essay. Because it was good. Now, next word, excessive. It's an adjective. Excessive. E-X-C-E-S-S-I-V-E. Excessive. Now, what's that? Excessive means more than necessary, more than reasonable, more than enough, way more than enough. Just like the gold toilet. It is excessive wealth. And wealth is the amount of money you have. Or let's check out another example for the word excessive. Let's say the guy or he or she spends an excessive amount of time watching television. Now, it's a big problem today, guys. People spend excessive amounts of time watching YouTube or TV or just scrolling Instagram or Facebook feed. You open your Instagram and you scroll and scroll and scroll, and you can do it for hours. We do it all the time. Every time we have a second, we do that. We just walk, we scroll Instagram, we wait for an elevator, we scroll Instagram. Every single time we are not doing something else, we are scrolling something. And it's all new to us, all this tech, right, guys? So we could say that we are guinea pigs. It's an animal, but it's an expression also in English. We are guinea pigs. It means before us, no one have ever tried using tech so much, so excessive. So we don't know what may happen to us down the road in 10, 20, 30 years. We don't know what's going to happen to our brain. But we will see. All right, next word, as I told you before, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealth, a large amount of money or valuable possessions, your wealth. It could be your money. If you have a car, it's also a part of your wealth. A house, your watch, your phone, it's all part of your health. Not health, wealth. It's all combined, okay? Even your loan, if you own money to the bank for a house, it's also a part of your wealth, but in this case, it's negative. And your wealth could be negative. If you own more than you have, then it's negative, which is not good. We have two more words for today. Curator. Curator. C-U-R-A-T-O-R. Curator. Curator, it's a noun. It's a person in charge of the items, or it could be a museum or an art gallery. So curator, a person in charge. You could also use the word curator as a verb, to curate, to control something. To curate, to manage, to control. Let's check out the example. The curator guided the tourists around the museum. So in every museum, you got a curator, a person who understands what's going on, controls everything in the museum. Good. And one more word. Critical. C-R-I-T-I-C-A-L. Critical. Critical is an adjective. It means having or expressing negative opinions about someone or something. It could be a critical comment. Remember the word number two, comment? So you can leave a critical comment. You know, it's very popular. You are working hard, you're posting videos on YouTube, and then someone is just texting you something bad, leaves a critical comment, and you feel bad after it. But we have to control it. We have to not pay too much attention to critical comments. We have to understand them. If we can solve the problem, if it's a real problem, but then we have to pay attention to the problem. But most of the time, people just like leaving something bad, saying something bad to other people. That's our nature. So don't be too sensitive. All right. Now, repeat after me all the words, because that's all we need to read the article. Let's go. Repeat after me. Thief. Comment. Excessive. Wealth. Curator, critical, and that's it. So those are all the words you need to remember. And don't forget to practice them. Always, always, always practice. Open the description to this episode and you will find all these words right there. Take them and write down your own sentences, your own examples. This way you'll remember the word. You will remember the usage, how to use and where to use this word. And you will remember the grammar you're using. So when you talk in real life, you're not going to spend too much time thinking about the word. Okay? And you can send them to my Instagram so I can check if you have any mistakes. All right, now let's read the article. Again, gold toilet stolen from British Palace. And by the way, try to find all the words in this article, okay? Let's go. A toilet made of gold and worth around 1.25, quarter means 25, 1.25 million was stolen from Blenheim Palace, where British World War II leader Winston Churchill was born. The working gold toilet was made by Italian artist Maurizio Cattelan and had been put into the palace 2 days before it was stolen. Before it was in Blenheim, it had been in the Guggenheim Museum in New York. Police said the toilet was taken by thieves who used at least two vehicles, cars. A lot of damage was done to the building itself, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and full of valuable art and furniture. Edward Spencer Churchill, who started the Blenheim Art Foundation, said when the toilet arrived that there were no plans to have extra security to protect it because he thought it would be too difficult to steal the toilet. Before it was stolen, visitors to Blenheim Palace could book a 3-minute appointment to use the toilet, which Keitler designed as a comment on excessive wealth. In 2018, the curator of the Guggenheim offered to lend the golden toilet to US President Donald Trump and his wife Melania Trump after they asked to borrow a Van Gogh painting for their private rooms in the White House. Curator Nancy Spector had been critical of Trump on social media. Okay, so that's the whole article, guys. Now, did you find all the words in the article? I hope you did. All right, now let's check your memory if you remember the details of the story. Now answer the question. How much is the stolen toilet estimated to be worth? How much was it? How much money? Do you remember? All right. One more question. Who designed the toilet? Or at least the country where that guy or girl is from. And one more question. What did US President Donald Trump ask to borrow from the museum? Good. So those are all the questions you need to think about, and as well, the words, guys. Don't forget to practice the words, very important. And what are your thoughts on the theft of the golden toilet? Do you have a golden toilet in your apartment or your house? Do you even think it's necessary? Are you even into art? Do you like art? Tell me about it, guys. Text me on my Instagram. The link is in the description. And for today, that's it. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. I think we're gonna continue reading Alice in Wonderland next time. And thank you for listening. Goodbye. Have a good day.